U.S. Catholic bishops are meeting in Washington, D.C. this week. At the conference today, there was no official mention of the issue hovering over the meetings, namely, why did some bishops cover up the fact that their priests were abusing minors, and what's to prevent such a cover-up in the future? The bishops have an answer, but as NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, some critics don't find it very satisfying.
At the Dallas meeting in June, several bishops suggested that some of their peers should lose their jobs for their role in the sexual abuse scandal. Some bishops ignored victims' allegations and even moved abusive priests to other dioceses. So the question this week is, how do you hold bishops accountable? As Bishop Joseph Galante explained yesterday, only the Pope can fire or discipline a bishop, so the bishops are relying on pressure from their peers and others to force them to do the right thing.
You've got the accountability that you owe to the other members of the conference, and you've got the accountability that you owe in your conscience to God, and finally, you've got the accountability to the court of public opinion.
And there are practical considerations, says Father Thomas Reese, editor of the Catholic weekly magazine America. He says the new church rules are explicit. If a bishop finds out that a priest has abused a minor, the bishop must remove the priest from ministry. That's the law of the church, period.
Can bishops break the law of the church? Sure, anybody in the church can break the law. What will happen if he does that? Well, if this priest goes on and abuses somebody else, that bishop's going to be in court. He's going to be sued.
But others are skeptical.
I think that the bishops have zero credibility right now.
Susan Archibald is president of LinkUp, a group of 3,000 survivors of clergy abuse. She says at Dallas, the bishops seem to want genuine dialogue with victims, but that seemed to end with the meeting's final prayer.
The attitude of the bishops is that, you know, they made their apologies in Dallas. They did what they had to do in Dallas. So the victims should be satisfied and go on and just live their lives. That should be closure enough for us, and it really isn't closure.
Steve Kruger of Voice of the Faithful believes that the bishops do care about their public image, and in that sense, public opinion is critical to keeping the bishops on the straight and narrow. He says some of the most informed public opinion comes from inside the church, from loyal lay Catholics like the 25,000 members of his group. Voice of the Faithful was created in January outside of Boston, the epicenter of the sexual abuse scandal, and he says it has no other agenda than to make the church more accountable to its members. But the bishop's response has been less than welcoming.
Right off the bat, there have been at least 9 bishops who have banned the Voice of the Faithful in 9 different dioceses across this country. We have contacted them, we've asked them to meet with us, and most of them have not responded.
Kruger says his group does not want to challenge the church's teachings on issues such as celibacy, the ordination of women, and abortion. But Thomas Doran, the bishop of Rockford, Illinois, says that's what many dissident groups want, and the church must keep its teachings pure. So then, are these groups serving a function for the church?
I would say they are not. They are further dividing the people of God. Some of these groups think that the church is a democracy, and according to the New Testament, it isn't.
So now begins the hard work of regaining the trust of their flock and the world. Cardinal Harry Flynn of St. Paul, Minneapolis, who served on the Committee on Sexual Abuse of Minors, acknowledges it won't be easy.
There are some people out there whose voices are very strong. No matter what we do, we're wrong. But take it from a veteran, things are much, much better, and we are in a good shape, I think.
And he and others say, in time, it will be apparent whether the bishops are policing sexual abuse or not. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.